Well, the Exira EHK Spartans were able to avenge one regular season loss in the first round of the eight-man football playoffs, and they're aiming to do it again in the quarterfinals tonight. Exira EHK ran past Bedford 56-12 in the first round last week, avenging a 40-6 loss in week two of the season. Now the Spartans have the tall task of trying to repeat that feat with a meeting against the undefeated Fremont Mills Knights. That's a team they lost to on October 7th, 50-21. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson knows it'll be a tough task to turn the tables on the Knights from the first meeting, but his team is excited for tonight's opportunity.
It comes down to execution at this time of year. You know, we've been in this position before. They have too, and you know, it's an exciting time. You know, it's a good opportunity for our kids to go down there and to compete. You know, this is where you want to be back in August when you first start things, and this is where I expected us to be. So. You know, like I said, our kids are going to have to play their best game of the season.
Big plays were the major difference in the first meeting between those two teams. Knights quarterback Mason Venata had a big game, throwing for 241 yards and four touchdowns, while also carrying the ball four times for 89 yards and a score. Coach Peterson knows the Spartans will have to prevent the big play in order to have success this time around.
We can't give up the big play. You know, I thought that our kids were in position. Hey, they just have athletes all over the field. You know, when we're in our man-to-man coverage, we just got to make sure that we stay with them. And it's not going to be any different this time either. You know, our kids have got to make sure that you're matched up. You got to know who they are, where they're at. And, you know, and obviously third downs, that hurt us last time, Chris. You know, we had them in third down situations, I think, four or five times, and we gave up some big plays, and you can't do that.
Well, the Spartans have gotten great play down the stretch from a number of players, and a couple that stand out would be quarterback Connor Westergaard and fullback Cole Madsen. Westergaard has settled in nicely to the Spartans' offense, rushing for 694 yards and 16 touchdowns, while throwing for 585 yards and 9 scores. Westergaard is averaging a whopping 10.8 yards per carry, and a big reason for that is Cole Madsen. Coach Peterson has repeatedly said that Madsen is their most improved player and is doing a great job blocking. He also made some great plays on defense in the first-round win over Bedford, including a couple of tackles for loss. Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen knows that slowing down the Spartans' backfield is going to be a strong challenge.
Yeah, you know, definitely just like any high school football game, turnovers and then your offense and defensive line set the tone. They're definitely probably bigger up front than we are, and so we got to be able to take advantage or try to take advantage of maybe some speed that we might have with smaller guys up front. And then our guys, you know, when they do have chances to make plays in space, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, if it becomes just a slugfest of run, you know, it's going to be fun, but we've also got to be effective in our pass game like we have this year, and I'm assuming their goal is to be the same.
Christensen says winning the line of scrimmage is where success starts against a physical team like Exira EHK. We'll have live coverage of that ball game tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris Parks, Mike Smith will have the call from Tabor tonight with pregame at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 7. You can tune in here to AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com, and you can listen on the smartphone, too, with KJAN's mobile app. Hope you check it out tonight. Should be fun. Other eight-man games tonight, Exira EHK at Fremont Mills. We'll be joined by Arweva at Harris Lake Park, Don Bosco at Central Elkader, and Midland at Twin Cedars in the quarterfinals of the eight-man tournament. In Class A play tonight, West Sioux is at St. Albert. Lisbon plays at St. Ansgar. Montezuma at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. West Hancock is at Bishop Garrigan. In 1A play tonight, Bellevue is at Denver. Hinton at Western Christian. Madrid at Van Meter. Pella Christian plays at Iowa City Regina. In Class 2A play tonight, second-ranked Boydenhall Rock Valley plays number 6 Kemper Catholic in the quarterfinals in Class 2A. That's in Denison tonight. Boydenhall Rock Valley coach Corey Brandt says the Nighthawks face a pretty tough challenge.
You got an outstanding quarterback who can throw it and run it very well, just a very good athlete there. They've got a good receiver, good line, all the way around offensively, just a solid run pass, 50-50 team. They also defensively are just solid.
Kemper Catholic coach Chad Klein says it'll take a big effort by the Knights' defense.
They're a great athletic team, big up front, great athletes, good speed on the edges, and they spread the ball around. They're going to offensively make you guard them sideline to sideline.
That game again in Denison tonight. Also in 2A, Dyke New Hartford at PCM. Union is at North Fayette Valley and Williamsburg at Mount Vernon. In 3A play tonight, Glenwood is at Carroll in a rematch. Boone is at Webster City. Pella at Solon. Waverly Shellrock is at Cedar Rapids Xavier. 4A play tonight, Ankeny Centennial at West Des Moines Valley. Cedar Rapids Washington will play Iowa City High. Dowling Catholic faces Waukee, and Iowa City West is at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Those winners advancing to the Dome for the state semifinals. Oklahoma struck twice late in the opening half and then held off Iowa State last night. In Big 12 conference play, the 12th-ranked Sooners scored two touchdowns in the final 4:16 of the second quarter to take the lead for good in a 34-24 victory in Ames. That was their 18th straight victory in the series. Jacob Park drew his first start at quarterback and tossed a pair of touchdowns in splitting time with Joel Lanning.
I think at the end of it, felt like it gave us the best opportunity to start the football game to maybe give us some energy going there. And I thought mixing and matching Joel, how about Joel's run in the game? Huge play. And both those guys are going to continue to play, and we just thought it gave us the best chance against this team early in the game to maybe get a spark and maybe spread the field out and use some of our receivers and some matchups within the football game early.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. Oklahoma finished with 477 yards of offense, but the Cyclone defense limited the Sooners to just two second half field goals.
I thought Coach Haycock had a great game plan. We'll put ourselves in position to be successful. I think that's certainly the best anybody has played against them defensively through the year. And I thought our kids did a great job of executing the game plan, and especially on a short week. I thought our kids did a really good job.
Alan Lazard had 6 receptions for 75 yards and a touchdown. He says even though the Cyclones didn't get the win, they are making progress.
Just knowing, the production that we've had and the positives from but what good things have come. We still have a lot of room to grow as well. We had a lot of, started off the second half with 2-3 and outs, started off the game not too hot. So we just got to be able to execute at the beginning and keep the momentum going.
Cyclones fall to 1-8. Next up, a visit to Kansas on November 12th. Also in top 25 play last night, number 21 Colorado, which overcame 8 personal foul penalties, beat UCLA 20-10 last night. When Iowa visits 20th-ranked Penn State tomorrow night, it'll be the first time any of the Iowa players have experienced Beaver Stadium. The last time the Hawkeyes traveled to Happy Valley was back in 2011.
And, it's going to be a loud environment. It's going to be hostile, but, it's going to be a great experience. And, it's going to be a team that's ready to play, so we got to step up to the plate and take that opportunity and challenge.
That's Iowa senior cornerback Desmond King, who says the Nittany Lions are playing well in all phases.
It's going to come down to special teams as well. It's going to play a very critical part in the game, just as in what was that 2 weeks ago when they blocked the field goal and blocked the punt against Ohio State, to give them the momentum to win the game. So, special teams is very important, and, we're going to have to take our advantages with it this week.
Penn State is finding some success with a spread offense under third-year coach James Franklin. Iowa's run defense has played well in recent weeks, but they'll be challenged by the big play ability of Penn State's Saquon Barkley. We'll have that game tomorrow night for you here on the radio. 4:30 is the pregame, 6:30 kickoff in that contest. Well, the other day, the Big Ten Conference announced they'll be playing some Friday night games. The Iowa High School Athletic Association is not real happy about that. Alan Bestie, the IHSAA executive director, issued a statement saying that on Wednesday, November 2nd, the Iowa High School Athletic Association was informed by Big Ten Conference Commissioner Jim Delaney that the Big Ten's new media rights agreement includes 6 Friday night football games being played annually beginning in 2017. It's the Athletic Association's understanding that the University of Iowa does not want to host Friday night games except on Labor Day weekend. It's also the understanding of the IHSAA that such games would not be an annual occurrence. Now, they go on to say almost certainly Friday night Hawkeye football games will have a negative impact on high school football games across the state. He says this negative impact would not only be in terms of attendance, but also coverage by radio stations, print media, and television highlights. Due to increased traffic, schools around the Iowa City and Cedar Rapids areas would potentially be impacted more than those farther from Iowa City. Even a nationally televised away game would have a negative impact on high school programs by dividing the fan base. While the decision to play Big Ten Conference football on Friday nights may be in the best interest of the Big Ten Conference and its member schools, Bestie says we do not believe it's in the best interest of high school football across the state of Iowa. That being said, they will reach out to the University of Iowa in the hopes that they can work together to mitigate the damage the decision by the Big Ten Conference will have on high school football in the state. Bestie says he's confident that the Athletic Association and those who support Iowa high school football will find ways to keep it popular and relevant, given the new challenge. In the NFL last night, the Atlanta Falcons have a stronger grip on first place in the NFC South after another strong performance by the passing tandem of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Ryan threw for 344 and 4 touchdowns as the Falcons outscored Tampa Bay 43-28. They improved to 6-3 on the season. Well, the Chicago Cubs' curse-breaking victory over the Cleveland Indians in Game 7 was a big hit in the Nielsen rankings. Game 7 reached 40 million viewers, making it the most-watched World Series game since 1991. The Nielsen Company said the World Series as a whole averaged 23.4 million viewers. That was the most popular World Series since another curse breaker when the Red Sox beat the Cardinals in 2004 to end a long drought. This was the Cubs' first World Series championship since 1908. The Cubs did it in thrilling fashion, topping the Indians 8-7 in 10 innings for their third straight victory after a 3-1 deficit in the series. And the newly crowned World Series champion Cubs will be honored today with a parade in Chicago. The celebration will start at about 10 o'clock local time when the official parade leaves Wrigley Field and heads for downtown Chicago. The route will travel along the city's famed Michigan Avenue and then along Columbus Drive near Lake Michigan before heading over to Grant Park. All that action going on today. And one other baseball note, St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny, whose team missed the playoffs this season for the first time in his five-year tenure, has agreed to a three-year contract extension. Cardinals announced that new contract on Thursday. Matheny is 46 years old. The Cards have averaged 92 wins a season since he took over after Tony La Russa retired following the World Series winning 2011 season. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.